Hey gang, welcome to an all-too-exciting episode of National Google Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, that network that you are so glad that you have kept alive because we need it now more than ever. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, send money while you still can, download the Co-Certified app from nationalbugle.com. You want it, you need it, and now's the time. Now is the time, Mark Dankoff. We've got a lot to discuss. Just in very brief remarks, I've heard in the rumor mill, well, I've read on WTOP Radio's website, that's the main news.
Washington, D.C.,
the main all-news station in Washington, D.C., that they're expecting mass protests. And when you're talking about, for Saturday, when you're talking about mass protests in Washington, D.C., you're talking about hundreds of thousands. And they're expecting that. And then I have heard from people who are try to monitor the, I guess it would be the Antifa internet chat rooms, because these things exist. It seems that there may very well be an attempt to storm the White House grounds and the White House under the cover of this, of hundreds of thousands of people surrounding the White House. It's going to be an opportunity for them. I'm trying to get out the word, because I know some of the programs I'm on are listened to by people who probably work for Tucker Carlson and Rush Limbaugh, because some of the things that we've been talking about the past week have been found their way onto to those platforms. And calling into radio shows, you know, I know a lot of our people who listen to this show, they want action. At this point, action doesn't mean going out of the house. If you go out of the house, you're providing cover for everything else. You're providing a, pretext for the exact kind of violence that we're trying to avoid. But I've been listening to Normie Radio. A lot of people listen to Normie Radio. WTOP, I don't know, do they have some talk shows, or is it all news? I'm not sure. But there's a lot of all, talk show stations out there on AM radio. And flood those phone lines. Because what's happening now is you're just getting a bunch of people calling up and expressing sympathy for George Floyd and whatnot. And I think we are on the precipice of what, if it doesn't happen tomorrow, it could be weeks or even days away, some effort to overthrow Donald Trump. And while our people might not be in love with Donald Trump, an extra constitutional overthrow of Donald Trump, or even just forcing him to resign, would probably spell the end of the American Republic. What do you think, Mark?
I think I couldn't say it any better, Dr. Slattery, and we are emphasizing this. No one, no thinking person, no decent person supports what happened to George Floyd in downtown Minneapolis. We at the same time have two other things to add. Paul Craig Roberts tells us on Lou Rockwell that, in fact, the statistics of police violence in regard to racial issues and who the police has done what to are at great odds with what the mainstream media is reporting. That's point number one. And point number two is this. We are dealing in the United States right now with what clearly is a situation that has been orchestrated and planned for a long time by the globalist left and by the neo-Marxist left in the United States, just waiting for the right kind of incident to launch what we are now seeing in all of our major cities. And whether you like Donald Trump or you don't like Donald Trump, and I have been one of the president's most severe critics in the area of foreign policy and his closeness to the Likudniks and the Israeli government, nonetheless, this entire situation is entirely inflammatory, it's entirely dangerous, and what we need to emphasize at this particular juncture is that we stand for the protection of the institution of the American presidency and the safety of the White House, and we stand for the rule of law and order in this country so that no one on the radical left or the radical right or any of these other subversive organizations of any kind that are involved in who knows what, we stand against all of this. And therefore, what we need to understand is that when Democrat administrations are standing down, when Democrat-controlled police forces are standing down and allowing what the Wall Street Journal has reported took place on West 52nd Street in Philadelphia, where these Antifa mobs, these black racist mobs, these looters, these rioters, these burners, and these window smashers destroyed the lives and businesses of African Americans and immigrants to the United States, operating lawful businesses, trying to support themselves and their families, that this cannot be tolerated.
So is that an anti-white race riot gone awry? Where they're targeting everybody?
Well, yeah. I mean, what we have here is a situation where this has less to do with race at this point and a lot more to do with red, the color red, as in Marxist red, folks. We are dealing with a situation not dissimilar from what happened prior to the Bolshevik Revolution, as it took place in Russia. And that was stated very well today on KTSA Radio in San Antonio, where it's understood that at that time, those who were involved in perpetrating this revolution were calling for what? For a basic defund the police movement. What are these most significant so-called progressive Democrats calling for now, even in the city of Minneapolis? Defunding the police department?
The New York Times.
The police department?
The New York Times carrying an op-ed on that.
They're trying to disarm average Americans. Mm-hmm. Folks, this is craziness.
Yeah, and the New York Times carrying that op-ed. You've got Rashida Tlaib in Congress who's calling for it. You've got the Mayor Garcetti in Los Angeles, who, after having taken a knee before the Black Lives Matter, has announced that he is slashing the police budget by, what was it, $100 million or $200 million? De Blasio is talking about, reshuffling priorities. So you've got the political establishment that is making concession after concession after concession. We are in such a dangerous period here, certainly the most dangerous period since 1861. And everything you look at, yeah, you can look at the Russia on the eve of the Russian Revolution. You can look at the Cultural Revolution in China. Those are communist revolutions, but you can look at all sorts of other things, the various CIA overthrows of governments in Iran in 53 and in Chile in 73, Ukraine 2014, a whole bunch of others, color revolutions.
Exactly.
That's what this looks like.
Exactly. Well, let's get briefly to the big board, which I think will simply underscore your points, Dr. Slattery, as the guy who is the captain of this ship on this radio show. I think you've got everything analyzed correctly. Let's put some meat in the bones and then get back to the conversation. Under immigration and demographics, the systematic collapse of the U.S. society has begun. The Saker posts this from the UNS Review. He says there's what Solzhenitsyn calls the decline of courage in the West. The vast majority of U.S. politicians have basically lost the ability to criticize blacks, he says, even when it is quite obvious that many of the current problems of the black population of the United States are created by blacks themselves. Irrespective, he says, of whether either faction will succeed in instrumentalizing the riots, what we are seeing today is a systematic collapse of the U.S. society. That is not to say that the United States will disappear, not at all. But just like it took the Soviet Union a decade or more to fully collapse, roughly from 1983 to 93, it will take the U.S. many years to fully crash. And just like a new Russia eventually began taking form in 1999, there will be a new U.S. coming out of the current collapse. Total and final collapses are very rare, he says. Mostly, they just initiate a very lengthy and potentially very dangerous transformation process, a.k.a. underscore what Dr. Slattery has talked about this morning already, the outcome of which is almost impossible to predict, says the Saker. Finally, he says, a quote-unquote rematch between North and South is not possible either, because the modern United States is not really split along North-South lines anymore. In terms of geography, there is somewhat of a big cities versus rural USA split, but it takes place in both the north and the south of the country. Instead, he says, what we do observe is a social breakup of the United States into zones, some of which will be doing better than others. And he puts in parenthesis, big cities with a strong black population fare the worst, mostly white small towns fare best. That is even true within the same state, he says. Alison Weir has an absolute must-read, folks. Minneapolis cops trained by Israeli police who often use knee-on-neck restraint.
Yeah, and
courtesy check of our out own
that,
doctors.
Yeah, check out the photograph there, too, of the Israeli with the knee on the neck or head of the Palestinian.
Exactly. And with reference to what Dr. Slattery discussed in our last broadcast, you can go over all the way to coronavirus and other news. What is Krav Maga? This is from Wikipedia. Krav Maga is in Hebrew, translated into English as contact combat. It's a military self-defense and fighting system developed for the Israeli Defense Forces and Israeli security forces, derived from a combination of techniques sourced from Aikido, boxing, wrestling, judo, and karate. The history of this Krav Maga is mentioned in this Wikipedia article. Suffice it to say that there is a connection between Krav Maga and Israeli training of American police forces, including the one in Minneapolis. That's a matter of record. And we need to be asking what I've been asking all these Israeli-American politicians on Twitter. Why are you guys not taking a look at this? Why is CNN not talking about this connection? I think the basic answer to those rhetorical questions is obvious. Under Elections and Politics, James Bovard from Lou Rockwell. The media has conveniently forgotten George W. Bush's many atrocities, as George W. Bush seems to be aligning himself against Donald Trump. And George W. Bush seems to be caving in to these never-Trumpers and to people that think that urban violence is okay. John Rappaport.
Before we get too far away from the Krav Maga, I have studied Krav Maga. And
yes, I know you have.
It seems to me to be all the brutality of martial arts with none of the discipline. And I think what's interesting and very telling is that in MMA fighting, like the UFC, you never see Krav Maga people out there. They're because Krav Maga, if you're going one-to-one against another person who is not being restrained, who is a fighter on an equal grounds, you're not going to win with Krav Maga. But Krav Maga is useful for if you've got the weapons behind you and you simply want to brutalize a civilian population. That's Krav Maga.
Exactly. And this is exactly what's going on in the major city police departments of the United States, courtesy of Israeli training, folks. Look at all of these Israeli training seminars, both in the United States and Israel, given for major American urban police departments. Where are these Democrats talking about this? Where is CNN talking about this? Where are the people on the pro-Israel American neocon right talking about this? This is what's happening here, folks. And it's interesting that the same people that are supporting Krav Maga in regard to its use on American citizens in certain situations are the same people who are now turning around and saying that maybe we ought to defund the police, and we certainly don't need innocent citizens being able to arm themselves with weaponry to defend their homes and businesses. We here at the Republic Broadcasting Network and certainly at National Bugle Radio don't think so. So let's go on here with just a couple more of these, and we'll get back to the conversation. John Rappaport from Lou Rockwell, COVID-19 and riots, the operational connection. Take a look at that story. Now, here's one that I've already referenced, folks, but it's up there on our big board at nationalbugle.com from the Wall Street Journal. Everything is gone, quote-unquote. Looting strikes a second blow to reeling businesses in minority neighborhoods. Along Philadelphia's 52nd Street corridor, mom-and-pop stores suffered major damage. Many have been gearing up for a revival after weeks of coronavirus shutdowns, and now some face the prospect of months before reopening, if ever. And lo and behold, I posted this on Twitter. I sent it to the most famous Democrat governors and mayors in the country, some of whom are Jewish, all of whom support reducing your right to defend yourself with a weapon of your choice if you are a law-abiding citizen. And some of these same people now want to defund the police, including the former Obama Clinton spokesman for the Justice Department. This stuff is unbelievable, folks. But I posted this when it's up on our big board at nationalbugle.com. When law enforcement takes a knee, what do Democrat bedwetters say about gun control now? And I asked rhetorically, disarming the innocent while defunding the police. Philadelphia on West 52nd Street, who are the victims? And I have a video that I made with that that has gone to all of these various people who seem to be speaking the language of Bolshevik revolutionists in regard to defunding police, ensuring that people cannot defend themselves and their homes and their businesses from looting rioters and arsonists and window smashers, regardless of what their race happens to be. Think of those poor people on West 52nd Street, folks. Maybe the next time around, they'll support the National Rifle Association in regard to this whole issue of being able to protect themselves and their livelihoods in these urban Democrat-run cesspools from these mobs. Here's one, folks, from the Washington Post. Robert E. Lee statue and Daughters of Confederacy building attacked by Richmond protesters. That's not the worst of it, folks. That's just what the Washington Post is telling you. What about the police chief in Richmond who was in tears when there was a burning building in Richmond? His people knew that there was a child inside that building, and these same types of people who were trying to destroy this Robert E. Lee statue and to burn down the Daughters of the Confederacy building were, in many respects, the same people or the same kinds of people that were blocking out the fire department and fire trucks and first responders from trying to save the lives of a young child inside a burning building. Where is the Washington Post on this story, folks? When law enforcement takes a knee, as I asked all of these Democrats yesterday on Twitter, as well as Colin Kaepernick, I sent a copy, by the way, to Drew Brees, the quarterback of the New Orleans Saints. What do Democrat bedwetters say about gun control now? Now, here's an interesting story, folks, under politics. This one's going on right here in San Antonio. Gilbert Garcia from the San Antonio Express News. Cynthia Brehm is currently the chairman of the Bexar County Republican Party here in San Antonio. She's in trouble for so-called conspiracy mongering. Greg Abbott, John Cornyn, Ted Cruz, Chip Roy, Donna Campbell, and Trish DeBerry have all called for Brehm to resign. In a since-deleted Facebook post, Brehm suggested that the killing of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer, an act of such sadistic brutality, says Gilbert Garcia, that it drew near universal condemnation, was a staged event carried out to undermine, quote-unquote, the rising approval rating of President Trump in the black community, unquote.
A staged event? What's this all about?
Well, what this is all about is that Ms. Brehm, Cynthia Brehm, has obviously misspoke. And if she's listening to this show, because I hear rumors that she listens to the Republic Broadcasting Network, we would say to Cynthia Brehm, the chairwoman of the Bexar County Republican Party here in San Antonio, it is nonsense to say that the killing of George Floyd was a staged event. It happened. It was real.
Yeah.
It was heinous.
No, well, I will say that the way it's reported is heinous. But without a trial and an investigation, we really can't pass judgment.
Yes, we need a trial. And the other thing I would say to Cynthia Brehm is this. You would be better off, Cynthia, emphasizing that the orchestrated urban riots around the United States are where we are dealing with something to where there is a factual basis for what some in mainstream media would call conspiracy mongering. So, Ms. Brehm, what we have is a situation. The killing was real in Minneapolis. It was not staged. And yet, nonetheless, the rioting that is obviously orchestrated around the country was waiting for such an event to strike. You'd be on far better ground going with that very defensible and, I believe, factual position.
Okay, well, we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
And make the world go away.
We are back. So this is our special Paul Revere edition, really, because if people are to go out onto the streets, if our people are to go out on the streets, I don't see anything they could do on the streets to make the situation better. And I can see a lot of things to make the situation worse. But that doesn't mean sit around passively. And when you think of what a massive role media plays in our society today, I mean, people talk about China having a state-run media. Well, we've got a media-run state. I think flooding the switchboards of call-in radio shows, local ones, but, you know, there's some big ones that our people have. Jeremy has gotten through to Rush Limbaugh, I think, a few times, and other people have gotten through to others. Sean Hannity's got a show. There's a lot of shows. But local, whether it's national, call in and, push back against the idea that America's white supremacist. Push back against the idea that the police, there's systemic racism against blacks from the police. And warn about Antifa overthrowing Donald Trump. But, you know, you can think for yourself. I'm not going to give you a list of all the talking points, but that's what I would say. It's Paul Revere Day, and let's get on our horses.
Exactly. Let's talk for a moment about so-called state-run media. Now, I have had some interaction with this, with Olga Dmitrieva of Sputnik News. Sarush Nadarian of Press Television contacted me today with this story, folks. Listen to this, and I think you'll all grasp the implications on this Republic Broadcasting Network show that we know, of course, in this edition as National Bugle Radio. Take a look at this on our big board at nationalbugle.com. Katie Paul from the Sydney Morning Herald in Australia reports that Facebook is to label Russia's Sputnik, Iran's press television, and China's Xinhua news agency, among others, as state media. Listen to this, folks. This comes to us with some sort of San Francisco byline. Facebook will start labeling Russian, Chinese, and other state-controlled media organizations as quote-unquote state media. And later this northern summer, will block any ads from such outlets that target U.S. users, it said on Thursday. The world's biggest social network will apply the label to Russia's Sputnik, Iran's press television, and China's Xinhua news, according to a partial list that Facebook provided. The company will apply the label to about 200 pages at the outset. Now, I editorialize on this at nationalbugle.com. Folks, if you look at this story from Katie Paul in the Sydney Morning Herald, there's a picture. There is someone photographed there who is speaking on this whole subject of what it is that Facebook is doing. Look at the background of that photograph. And I said this to Sputnik, take a closer look at that photograph. What is the Munich Sicherheitskonferenz? What is the Munich Security Conference? Sicherheitskonferenz.
What is it?
Okay, here's what it is. We put up a link to this organization in the English language. We've got a translation on this, folks. The Munich Security Report features a number of exclusive and unpublished materials. For the preparation of the report, the Munich Security Conference Foundation, now that would make for some nice research, folks, collaborated with renowned partner institutions. Okay, and that includes Zuckerberg and Facebook. In regard to what Facebook and Zuckerberg just indicated that they were going to do in labeling Russia's Sputnik, Iran's press television, and China's Xinhua news. Now listen to this, folks. The Munich Security Report, Münchener Sicherheitskonferenz, features a number of exclusive and unpublished materials for the preparation of the report. The Munich Security Conference Foundation collaborated with renowned partner institutions, including, get out your pens, folks, or look at the big board at nationalbugle.com. Start looking into who these people are. You will know some of these names. The Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project, known with an acronym as ACLED. The Brookings Institution. The Chicago Council on Global Affairs. The International Crisis Group. Oh, here's...
What do we know the International Crisis Group from? Is that Tony Blair's thing?
I believe so. And here's another one. The International Institute for Strategic Studies. That should ring some bells. The Mercator Institute for China Studies. Who are these people? MERICS, the Mercator Institute for China Studies. McKinsey and Company. The Pew Research Center, folks. Yeah, you know these wonderful people with their polls. The Pew Research Center. The Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, also known as SIPRI, ISPRI, and something called the capital Z-O, small I, big S, Zentrum für Osteuropa und International Studien. Now, my editorial remark is this, and I told this.
And you've got about 30 seconds for it.
Yeah, here's what I told Sputnik News. Zio Media gets a free pass from the Munich Security Conference. Surprise, surprise. New World Order doesn't want you reading what the Russians, Iranians, and the Chinese and others have to say. Zuckerberg's favorite year is 1984, unquote.
Okay, and we'll be right back.
Anytime you're feeling lonely, anytime you're feeling blue.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, gang.
Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You say you want me back again. That's the time I'll come back home to you.
And we are back, and we have another story from the big board before we get into our discussion.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention one thing. It's right under Krav Maga, under coronavirus and other news. But the third story down, I posted something that was sent to me from a source in Russian on Russian VKontakte. Now, the Russians had nothing to do with this, folks. I believe this to have been a Western source that sent me this information. Nonetheless, it is unconfirmed. But nonetheless, I want you to take a look at it. I posted this on Twitter. There's a link to this on nationalbugle.com under coronavirus and other news from yours truly, Mark Dankoff. And Antifa briefing manual in Portland? Question mark, 5 pages. I cannot get confirmation of this, folks, but if this is factual, and I emphasize if, I can't confirm it for you, this gives you an inside view of what these jaybirds are up to, the ideology that drives them, and it's entirely a believable post simply because of what these people are not only saying about themselves, but what they're doing in all of these major urban areas. So once again, to our good people out there who listen to the Republic Broadcasting Network, don't show up at these events. Don't try to mix it up with these people. Be ready, obviously, to defend your own homes and your own families lawfully. But use some sense, folks. The radical left in this country and their pals in tribal news media are trying to draw us into this in a way not dissimilar from the operation that they undertook that has never been reported in mainstream media about what really happened at Charlottesville.
Right, right. Okay, so, Mark, you remember President Nixon's resignation in, I think it was the end of July, in...
It was August 9th, 1974.
August
you know what's
August
interesting?
9th.
I was in Iran at that time, visiting my parents in Tehran, and this information came to us on that fateful day of August 9th, 1974. We were listening to the radio reports on the Armed Forces Radio and Television Network, the American network that was in Tehran in those days, and we were at the community church of Tehran, keeping in mind that our church services there were on Thursdays, because in Iran, the weekend is Thursday and Friday. But nonetheless, I remember the whole thing very, very well.
Okay, so in the days leading up to it, then Secretary of Defense James Schlesinger instructed the military top brass not to accept any orders from the president that don't go through Schlesinger. In effect,
yes.
he was in open... What would you, insurrection? Well, I mean, what do you call it? I don't know what you call it, but insubordination of the president. And Mark Esper clearly is not under Donald Trump's control. And I think he clearly needs to be removed first and foremost. Donald Trump is, he's not surrounded by a lot of people who really support him. So he's got to get rid of Trump. Well, who else, I mean, what about CIA Director, what's her name, Gina Haspel? And the FBI Director, Christopher Wray? I mean, he's got all these people who clearly don't support him. What's he to do?
Well, you know, ironically enough, and you're raising an excellent point here, Dr. Slattery, Richard Grenell, that name should mean something
to
you.
He was the ambassador to Germany, who was then the interim Director of National Intelligence. I believe they haven't they just confirmed a new Director of National Intelligence to replace him?
I believe so. And yet Grinnell, to his credit, and folks, I have plenty of reasons not to like Grinnell. I think you know what some of those are. And yet I had an exchange with Grinnell, a one-way exchange. He hasn't written me back. But I basically told Grinnell that I supported him in terms of his informing people like me who follow Grinnell on Twitter that you had this outlandish situation where a specific person by the name of Brian Fallon, who was a Department of Justice spokesman under Clinton and Obama, was calling on Facebook for the defunding of the police around the country. Now, Richard Grinnell, to his credit, called this guy out and basically underscored not only how irresponsible this is, but that this is something that Joe Biden and every mainstream Democrat in this country, which anymore means a mainstream Democrat, what's that? That means you might be the only heterosexual left in the Democratic Party who isn't a communist. I don't know. But at any rate, he called out all, has called upon Joe Biden and all these other Democrats to come clean about what they think about these statements of this Brian Fallon in regard to defunding the police. And keep in mind, folks, this guy was a Department of Justice spokesman for Clinton and Obama. And so in this instance, Richard Grinnell, we must underscore here, sees this correctly on this issue for what it is. No one in their right mind, unless they're trying to facilitate a revolution, a Marxist revolution, a globalist revolution against the government of the United States, much less the state governments, can possibly believe that we need to defund police. Anybody that starts talking like that, folks, as far as I'm concerned, is an enemy of the United States and the American people, all other political ideology aside. That is simply crazy. So at least Richard Grinnell, of all people, has stepped up to the plate to say, this is bunk. We got to call this guy Fallon on this. We've got to call Biden's hand on this and these other Democrats and say, okay, where are you on this issue? Do you really agree with this guy that used to be your Department of Justice spokesman under Bill Clinton and Barack Obama? Now, come on here. Let's actually talk about this openly and in mainstream media.
Well, you know, that's an interesting example. Richard Grenell, I think he actually still is the ambassador to Germany, but the director of national intelligence had been Dan Coats, and then he resigned or was pushed out. I don't know if there's anybody after Dan Coats, but Richard Grenell was brought in on an interim basis, on an acting basis. And there, Trump obviously has to get rid of a lot of people and fast. Mark Esper, number one. But, I mean, you've got a lot of people, Christopher Wray and Gina Haspel, who are clearly anti-Trump. All over the place, there's a lot of anti-Trump people. And of course, he's got to get rid of...
Can I say something about Esper?
Please do.
My late father, as many of you know, was a United States Air Force colonel. He left his college football program at Omaha University to enlist in the Army Air Corps the day after Pearl Harbor. My dad served on active duty through the very end of the Vietnam War. He then, of course, was a civilian military advisor in Iran and Saudi Arabia for quite a few years after that. When he retired, he comes to San Antonio, and he spent the rest of his life, other than playing golf, being a volunteer driver for the American Cancer Society, taking people for treatments who otherwise would have had to have gone on public transportation some way. He also did a lot of volunteer work for years at the Randolph Air Force Base Pharmacy. This is who he was. And I think my late father would be the first to say that regardless of politics, regardless of party affiliation, when you start talking about a sitting Defense Secretary of the United States publicly contradicting the President of the United States in a situation like this one, then he should get out.
He should.
If he cannot support the President for reasons of conscience, get out.
Yeah.
But the notion that you can have a Defense Secretary of the United States openly contradicting the President of the United States. And keep in mind here, folks, let's take Washington, D.C. as one example. Washington, D.C. is a Democrat town. If we have a repeat of the Democrat security performance in New York or in Minneapolis, or on West 52nd Street in Philadelphia, does anyone fail to understand that a Democrat police stand down in Washington, D.C. would threaten the physical security of the White House and the President of the United States, whether you like him or not? And is Esper saying that the President of the United States has no business calling out the American military, at least to defend downtown Washington, D.C.? Is that really what Esper is saying here? Because if he is saying that, he needs to be the ex-Secretary of Defense right now.
So, you know, there's him, probably Haspel and Christopher Wray and others. And you mentioned Grenell. And what's the reason I think that's very relevant is Grenell was brought into... to be the acting director of national intelligence because he has, as an ambassador, all ambassadors are, they're all confirmed by the Senate. And to be an acting secretary of something, you need either to be from a certain level of the top echelons of the bureaucracy in that department, like a deputy director or something like that, or you have to have already been confirmed by the Senate, you know, for something else. So there are a lot of ambassadors, there's a lot of people who have been confirmed by the Senate for one thing or another, and he's got to do a Saturday Night Massacre right now. He's got to get rid of a lot of the people around him who are completely disloyal to him, and at least fill... I'd like them to be filled with competent people, but he's got to fill these spots with people who aren't mutinous.
That's absolutely right. And our old buddy Don Wassel at the Nationalist Times, and of course you can see Don's electronic site at AmericanFreedomUnion.com. Don has a front page post, Don Wassel does, at AmericanFreedomUnion.com of the Saker story from the UNS Review that we have on our big board at NationalBugle.com. Take a look at the photograph, folks. Now, that is in the Saker story on the UNS Review. Don Wassel of the Nationalist Times and the American Freedom Union has put this up on his electronic board, AmericanFreedomUnion.com, on the front page. It shows Joe Biden wearing a COVID-19 mask and taking a knee in front of a so-called African-American demonstrator. Now, folks, we need to ask ourselves this. Where in the HELL is Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Chucky Boy Schumer, and a series of other people, right? We think of Rashida Tlaib. Mm-hmm. We think of Ilhan Omar.
Well, I know where Chucky Schumer is. I'll tell you after you make your point.
Yes. You look at this picture of Biden. What are Biden and the rest of these gun-grabbing Democrat bedwetters conveying with this picture of Biden kneeling in front of this African-American demonstrator? Fine, he's a demonstrator. Okay, I'll accept that at face value. But what are they saying about what happened to all these African-American and immigrant business owners on West 52nd Street in Philadelphia?
Or white.
Right?
They won't say, you see, the thing is, you can only decry what's happening to immigrants or what's happening to black people. Nobody, what about white people who have been dragged out of their businesses and beat? We've seen that. What about a white guy in a wheelchair who was pushed out of his wheelchair and had his prosthetic legs stolen from him?
Exactly. And this is what mainstream media is not covering. And so the point is this, folks. Regardless of the color of your skin, your sexual orientation, your party affiliation, and whether or not you like Eddie Arnold or the Grateful Dead or whatever it happens to be, the point is, if you are an innocent person, if you have a home, if you have a business, if you are working for someone else in their business, you have a right to physical protection from terrorists and looters and burners and window smashers. Mm. And Joe Biden has just conveyed in this photograph that the Saker picked up on for the UNS Review, reproduced by Don Wassel at the AmericanFreedomUnion.com. Joe Biden is saying something in this photograph, folks. And as far as I'm concerned, and I've already felt this way already for well-known reasons publicly, this photograph shows one thing. This man is not fit to be the president of the United States. And these Democrats who are in league with these rioters are not fit to hold public office in this country.
No, they're not.
And regardless of whatever legitimate beefs they have with Donald Trump, and I have taken the president on constantly on his foreign policy. I have constantly harangued him on his neocon Zio Wars foreign policy, okay? I am no sycophant for Donald Trump. But the fact of the matter is, we are talking here in this instance about the protection of our institutions, about the rule of law and order, and anyone who supports these rioters and burners and looters and window smashers, either physically or rhetorically or in photo ops, is guilty of treason against the Constitution and the people of the United States of America, period.
Mm-hmm. So I'll tell you where Chucky Schumer is. I saw a video yesterday of Chucky Schumer and Kamala Harris, and they seemed to be in the, I think it was the rotunda of the Capitol building. They were somewhere in a huge room in the Capitol building where all the Democrats, I assume it's all the Democrats, I don't know if some Republicans joined them as well, but they were properly social distanced and wearing masks, and he and Kamala were leading them on, it's 8 minutes and 46 seconds of silence, where they bowed their heads. Now, the video I saw only showed about the first 30 or 40 seconds. They bowed their heads. Then Tim Kaine, Hillary Clinton's vice presidential running mate, Tim Kaine, got down on his knees. And then another person who I couldn't make out his identity because, you know, the masks and everything, got down on his knees. And then the video ended. I don't know how many wound up getting down on their knees. But, you know, you talked about Biden. I mentioned Eric Garcetti, in mayor of Los Angeles, getting down on their knees. What's happening is our entire political establishment is prostrating themselves, literally prostrating themselves in front of the myth of that there is white supremacy, that there's systemic anti-black bias, anti-black racism, systemic racism is an entire myth. They're prostrating themselves in front of it. And then where does that lead us with our new republic after the old one is abolished, perhaps this weekend? We'll be right back.
Well, in 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little...
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Couldn't catch 'em down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We are back. Mark, what do you make of all this?
Well, I just wanted to say something about Chucky Boy Schumer and Kamala Harris and Tim Kaine and all of these other people. Each and every one of these Democrat politicians, folks, who is presently posturing himself or herself in front of these communist mob advocates is also an extension of the Israeli lobby. Let's hear Chucky Boy Schumer and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, who was a star at AIPAC a couple of years ago, meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu. Let's hear them explain the relationship between Israeli police training and these major American urban police departments, including the ones in Minneapolis, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, and New York. That's the first point. The second thing I wish to emphasize to my good friends at Press Television Iran, I truly have a lot of friends at that network. I truly condemn what obviously Facebook and the Munich, so-called Munich Security Conference, are attempting to do to networks like Press TV, Sputnik News, Xinhua News Agency of China, and others. But Press Television has been taking a position, as near as I can tell, on these riots that is playing right into the hands of their own enemies. Mm-hmm. Dr. Paul Sheldon Foote of Cal State Fullerton and I, who appear and have appeared on that network from time to time, are both Republicans. Dr. Foote, a Ron Paul Republican. I'm basically a Pat Buchanan Republican with a lot of empathy and a lot of identification with and for Ron Paul and his people. We have both underscored to the folks at Press Television that these riots are a different version of Operation Ajax directed at them in 1953. Only now this Operation Ajax is being directed against the people and the government of the United States on behalf of the same tribe that is aiming its guns at Iran and the sanctity of their nation state and their right to choose the government that they so desire. Isn't it interesting how all of these left-wing Democrats, these gun grabbers, these bedwetters, these apologists for Antifa are in so many cases the same people who support the Trump, Pompeo, Bolton, neocon line on what needs to happen with Iran. Isn't that ironic that this is going on? I want my friends at Press Television Iran to understand that plenty of us oppose Antifa and Black Lives Matter and all these people that are burning and looting and smashing out windows, because that has no place in any legitimate society. We need a legitimate police that are not Israeli trained. And what we need is people of goodwill across the political spectrum understanding this. Innocent people and innocent business owners, regardless of race, color, creed, gender orientation, or any of the rest of it, have a right to defend themselves against violent criminals.
They sure do.
And so in this case, I would say to Press Television Iran, I have been an effective spokesman for you folks on these Zio wars and this Zio neocon oppression of Iran, and will continue to do so. But at the same time, I am unapologetic in my patrons membership in the National Rifle Association, mm-hmm. my life membership in the Texas State Rifle Association, and my right as an American, mm-hmm. the same right that an African American or other minority business owner should have for his or her business or home to defend ourselves against these bums on mm-hmm. this street who are using this George Floyd thing as a means of creating a Marxist revolution in America.
Thank you so much, Mark. Thank you for everything you've been doing. And so, folks, stay at home. Keep your powder dry. You may need it later on. Flood the switchboards of call-in shows. You're smart. You know what to say. And I sincerely hope I will be back again next week with not quite so exciting episodes of National Bugle Radio.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.